Shus Marina Rav Shlita. Rishachaim Aruchim to David Levy. We say this Sheol Eloi Nishmas, his mother Miriam Bas Pinchas, his Yotzait is tonight, the third of Adar Rishon. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Basimcha, when Adar starts, we increase our level of Simcha. Does that mean Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni or both? We do know that traditionally the month of Adar is the mazel of Dogim. The sign of the zodiac is one of fish, and the Yidgul are over the care of the Oretz. There's a special bracha about fish. Ein Ein Arasho Letes, the Ein, the wicked, evil eye, does not rule over us. So, according to the Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffa of Prague, he says, really, since Adar Rishon, we're still in the sign of the zodiac of Aquarius, the water bearer. I was born under Aquarius, which means I always have a perpetual thirst. And the sign of the zodiac is Aquarius, and therefore it's not quite surely the same category of Simcha as Adar Sheni, which is the sign of the fish. However, the Kedushas Levi, Rab Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev, writes in Parshas Kisisa, and also Rab Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, say that both the months are important for Simcha. The months of the year represent the 12 tribes, and Adar corresponds to Yosef, who was blessed like fish, and Yosef had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, so we got the Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni corresponding to the two sons of Yosef, and then there is a category of Simcha for both, but we'll go into that in more detail later. The concept of a leap year, we know, is because of the lunar calendar. The lunar calendar has 354 days, and the solar calendar has 365 days, and we want to keep up with the solar calendar because Pesach has to be in the spring after the spring equinox. Pesach cannot be earlier than the 26th of March, which it was, in fact, last year. And so if we were not to have a leap year this year, Pesach would be 11 days earlier on the 15th of March, which would be too early. That is not yet spring. So that is why we have a leap year every so often, to push forward the date so that we are in line with the solar calendar. We have seven leap years in a 19-year cycle. This year is the 17th year of a 19-year cycle. And the years of those 19 years are number 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17 and 19 are leap years. The way of remembering it is Guch Adzat is the mnemonic which is used, and that way we know how the two tally up. So that once the 19 years are up, we should be more or less back to the same position as where we were 19 years before, so much so that your birthday, your solar birthday and your lunar birthday should fall on the same day every 19 years. Often it might be one day out because of the 29th of February or because you were born at night time and not in daytime. But generally speaking, the two will coincide after 19 years. So which month is the extra month? Is it the Adar Rishon or is it the Adar Sheni? So Rashi in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, your test on the base, says that the extra month is Adar Rishon, not Adar Sheni. Even though it's implied by the month, Adar Sheni might sound like the extra month, Purim is in Adar Sheni. The main activity of Adar is in Adar Sheni. So it leads us to a number of questions. If a boy is born in an ordinary year, in which month does he have his bar mitzvah? If, Rachmana Litzlan, one loses a parent in an ordinary year, in which month, Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, does one have the yotzeit? And it would appear as though there might be a little bit of an inconsistency, and we'll have to discuss this. There is a machlokas tanoim as to which is the regular Adar, but that is really talking about when people just say the word Adar, which month do they mean? The Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Samach Gimel, asks a question about a person who vows that he won't drink any wine. He says, Konim Yain, Sha'ani Shose Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. He says, I won't drink any wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar. So does he mean Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon or Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, assuming it's a leap year? So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir have an argument. Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam Adar, the mere mention of Adar means Adar Rishon, the first one. And Rabbi Meir says, no, I disagree. Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. Certainly when you bench Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Mevorachin, you don't really have to say Ador Rishon or Horishon for the first one, but you do have to say Ador Hasheni for the second one, says the Magen Avraham. Otherwise you have to go back. And there's a similar argument when it comes to a document. If I say I'm going to pay back a loan by Rosh Chodesh Ador, do I mean the first Ador or do I mean the second Ador? So most poskim go like Rabbi Yehuda, who say Stam Ador is Ador Rishon. If a person simply says the name Ador, he means the first Ador. Although the Rambam goes like Rabbi Meir, saying the second one. But all this, we say, is on Loshon B'nei Odom, on the way people speak. What is colloquial for what is Ador? What people perceive as Ador when they speak, but that doesn't necessarily answer what is the main Ador for purposes of Purim, for Megillah, for Matanos Levionim, and of course for the Mitzvah Yahrzeit, which we're going to discuss. But as a background, why do we have the leap year? We said something already about Pesach. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph says, Tana Rabbanon al Shlosha Dvar Ma'arin at Hashana. There are three reasons why we make a leap year. Alo Oviv, we need to know springtime. It says in the Pasuk, Shomer is Chodesh HaOviv, and then it says, Vosiso Pesach, that's in Dvarim Tesayin on Pasuk Aleph. But there are other reasons as well. Al HaPeros, the fruit, because when it comes to Shavuos, which is Chag HaBikurim, we want to bring the first fruits when we make the Ola L'Regel, and you come to the Beis HaMikdash and your fruit's not ripe yet. So that is also part of the cheshbon when deciding whether to make a leap year. And the third one is Al HaTekufa, which is talking about Sukkos. Sukkos is Chag HaOsif, when we bring in the produce, the crops, and we want to have some prediction going by the way the ground and plants are at the moment as to whether we're going to be on time for Sukkos. So those are also issues which relate the fixing of a leap year. The Mishnah in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, says Megillah is always in the second Ador. Megillah and Matanos Levionim. So the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Beis does bring an argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Elazar says, no, we should read Megillah in the first. Why? Because once you come to Ador, Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Once the mitzvah comes your way, you don't want to delay it. If there's already an Ador, and we want to celebrate, we want to do a mitzvah, let's get on with it and have our Purim in the first Ador. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, no, we will delay Purim until the second Ador, apart from the issue that that is the main Ador, that is not the extra month. He says, because we want to do a semichas geula legeula. We want to put back to back the geula of Purim with the geula of Pesach. We are celebrating redemption both on Purim and on Pesach. So by pushing it into Ador Sheni, we're making a back-to-back celebration for that. So there's also the idea of the four parshios.
So who was the second rabbi?
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.
I thought he was the first.
Rabbi Elazar.
So you don't have a problem in the day after, in the days of the second Beit HaMikdash, they already had Purim, and they presumably fixed the month by the Beit Din.
They fixed the month by Beit Din.
It wasn't an early calendar like we have today.
Yes.
So they presumably decided at the end of Adar whether they're going to make a leap year or not.
Well, they would decide, they would normally decide in Shabbat whether to make the extra month.
So that puts pressure to make the decision early.
Yes, but it was possible still in Adar to make the extra month. Yes.
Yeah, and they can only see at the end of Adar
whether it's spring.
So the one where they spring have Purim twice.
Oh! He loves getting drunk.
So surely in those days they must have made Purim in the first Adar, I would guess.
Well, the argument in the Gemara is talking about when we're in Golos and we got the fixed calendar according to Hillel. True. And therefore, it may well be that they made a Purim and then realized that they're not ready yet for Pesach for a number of reasons, and we'll discuss why we make the leap month in Ador, and therefore it's possible there could have been two Purims at that time.
Right.
But let's concentrate on the Golos aspect, which is the argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel will hold that you have it in the second Hadar, and his reason is also not just because of Purim, but because of the Arba Parshios. Because when you look at the Arba Parshios, three out of four of them are Shaykh to Pesach. We've got the Pasha Sachodesh. Pasha Zohar is Shaykh to Purim, remembering Amalek, right? But when we talk about Pasha's Torah, Shkolim, we need to get ready because of the Korban Pesach. And then there's HaChodesh, and then there's HaPorah, all the other way around. Then those are Shayach to Pesach. So it's quite relevant, says the Ritzvah, that those are in Ador Sheni, because that is the nearest to Pesach. You might ask the question, if we go like Rabbi Elazar's reason, Ein Marina la mitzvah, surely that is a stronger reason. Ein Marina mitzvah, we don't delay a mitzvah, then the idea of, well, Shaykh to Pesach back to back. So the answer to that is that we do have a certain simcha in Ador Rishon by making a din of no hesped and no tarnis with Purim Koton, and therefore we're already getting the flavor of the Purim in Ador Rishon. But we'll come to that more in a moment.
But we have a principle whichever comes the more frequent, we use.
Todir v'sha'eino todir, todir kodim. But here we don't really have a conflict between two different events. We're simply asking, should it be in the first month or the second month? Namely, one event.
Also, we're talking about from a religious point of view, we were saying that, you just said we get a part of the simcha already in the first month. Are you saying Imar Brihama mitzvah, not Imar Brihama simcha?
That's right. There is an argument we'll deal with a bit later as to whether we say Mishnichnas Adam Rabbi Simcha for both months or for just for 1 month. We'll elaborate on that. But while we're still in the background, why is it that it's the month of Adar which is extended into a second month? Why can't it be Kislev or Shavat or Cheshvan? Why Dafka Adar, is that the chosen month why we make the leap year? And there are a number of reasons given for that. Originally, as you say, it was the Beis Din. Now it's done by Cheshvan. There's no reason why we shouldn't have it, because when it's talking about produce, they were studying things at the last minute through the Beis Din. But now we're not doing so. We're doing so by Hillel's Cheshvan. So there is the idea that Adar is the 12th month. And it says in the Megillah, L'chodesh Shneim Osaru Chodesh Adar. And it's the nearest one to Nisan. Nisan is called the first month. And there is this question about, will the fruit be ripe for Shavuos and will the crops be ripe for Sukkos? So it's quite appropriate then that Adar is the month where you have the extra. Secondly, as we say, Nisan is called the first month. Although Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, Rishon hu lochem lechodshei hashanah, and so Adar being the last month of the year, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph says it is appropriate that if you do it any other month, that won't be called the 12th month. Adar is called the 12th month, and therefore you will make the extra month then. In addition, Chazal were worried when they would fix the month, the extra month, that after the harsh winter, when the roads are in disrepair, that people might not be able to do the Ola L'Regel easily. So we're getting here a sort of socio-economic reason. That Chazal wanted to be sure that when people come on Ola L'Regel, the potholes in the roads are repaired, that the smooth ride for the carriages will be able to take place. So that was also a consideration for them, apart from the cheshbon with the calendar with spring or not spring, as to whether an extra Adar should be made. If the roads were in such a bad state, then they would delay Pesach. That is the Kaddish. We say Mekaddish HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Hashem is Mekaddish HaShabbos, but it's us, it's the Beis Din, who is Mekaddish when the Yomim Tovim are. And not only is it the potholes in the road, it could be the bridges. If a bridge is broken from the bad weather and the howling gales and the hurricane storms, then time will be needed in order to repair the bridges to enable people to get to Jerusalem for the Ola L'Regel. There is another issue which is written about, and that is the ovens for baking matzahs were often earthenware ovens which were outdoors in the chotzer in the garden, and they would become extremely wet over the winter from the rains, and more time would be needed for them to dry out to get a proper matzah baking facility. And if there were other travel delays from Bavel, may have also been.
light them as a fire and they'll dry out within 24 hours.
Yeah, well, so to have a natural drying out if they were really wet, when there's huge floods in Somerset or sorry Jerusalem, and therefore you will allow a time for drying out before you're going to be baking them up. So we asked about what is the main month of Adar. Is it the first one or is it the second one? According to the Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses the subject of Bar Mitzvah, he says Adarishan lo nikra Adar. He says it's not really called Adar. Elochodesh ho'ibur. It is the leap month. Shahari ain karin Megillah ba'Adar Rishon. Vanu boi nun yud gimel shanim shalemim. And when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, we want 13 complete years. And an interesting question came up about 3 years ago when it came towards Rafi Mora's Bar Mitzvah, Henry's grandson, as to when he should start wearing tefillin. If the minhag is to start wearing tefillin on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, does one wait until Adar Sheni to put it on, or should one be worried that maybe one should already put it on from Adar Rishon, from the first month, just to be also the opinion that maybe the Adar and the year is coming about in the first? And the Shevet Halevi discusses this in Chelek Rav Siman Tes, and he says you should start from the first month, and even maybe a few days before the birthday, so that nobody should really say, ah, the first Adar is the month, but to start sometime before, as is the custom, some start 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months before. And the Chalukos Yaakov gives a similar view in Siman Kufhei of his Teshuvas. And the general principle there, as Rav Eliashiv says, is that on any din min ha-Torah which has to be kept, we are choshesh for Adar Rishon. Whether it's the fill-in, or if there's a sofek, whether one has benched, or one has said kriyat shema, then from the mitzvah boy, we will be choshesh for Adar Rishon, even though we keep Adar Sheni. And a similar view is brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Sefer Isha Yisrael. So, when we're discussing the main month, we know that Megillah is the second month. The Gemara Megillah Daf Vav says so. We want to do the Smichas Ke'ula LeGe'ula. And there is there the question in the commentaries about Zerizin or Makdimin. We already spoke about Eimarin Ala Mitzvahs. Surely that's more important than Smichas Ke'ula LeTefillah. So, well, we've got the Adar Rishon when we say no Hesped V'Tanis, and we've got the Purim Koton. So it's implying from Rashi, who talks about Semichas Geula LeGeula with Pesach, that were it not for the fact that Pesach is in the Nisan, then maybe we should be keeping Megillah and Purim generally in the first month. But we've established that Bar Mitzvah is in the second month, and the Ramah brings this down in Siman Nun Hei Sif Yud. And there's a mission in Megillah which says, Ein bein Adar Rishon l'Adar Sheni elo kriyas haMegillah matanis levyonim. So there the Mishnah says there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni except for Megillah matanis levyonim. And Rashi says that if you read the Megillah in the first month, you're not yotzeh the mitzvah. But both of them are also the Hesped of Tanis. Both of them are called Adar. So there is an opinion, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi holds, that even if you do read Megillah in the first, it is l'chatchila okay. So the Rosh and Tosfos, bringing it down to the Rishonim, say that the second one is the main month, but there are some who say that the main month is really the first one, based on this view of Rashi, of Smichas Ge'ula LeGe'ula, that were it not for the fact that Purim is near Nisan, otherwise you would have made Purim earlier. And that is the root of the Rashbash and his father the Rashbat in Siman Reish Samach Dalet. But what is the case with Yotzeit? The Maharil says in his Tshuvas Lamed Aleph that a person who does fast days on his Peretz Yotzeit should fast in the first Adar and not in the second. He says Kaddish should be recited in the first Adar and not in the second. And this is brought down as the Minag Ashkenazim by the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch holds for the Sfardim that the Yotzeit will be kept in the second Adar, which he regards as the main Adar. But the Ashkenazim have the custom to keep the yahrzeit in the first Adar, and according to some opinions, one will keep two yahrzeit in the first Adar and again in the second Adar, which is all very well if you're just lighting a candle. But if you want to take the Amud, and there are other Avelim around, you know, there might be a bit of a problem with arguments going on, saying, hold on a minute, you took the Amud last month. He said, yes, but it's the yahrzeit for my mother this month. Well, how many mothers do you have? So the Mishnah Berurah points to the fact that there could be a problem with dissension, and therefore one should only then take the Amud the first month if there are other Avelim around. It's not fair to them otherwise. But one will keep a yahrzeit in the second month as well, according to some opinions. So why is it? Why is it that the emphasis amongst the Ashkenazim is the yahrzeit is in the first month, and the Bar Mitzvah is in the second month? Is there not some sort of inconsistency here? So the Truma suggestion says, well, it's Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. We don't want to think about Smichas Gula LeGeula. We want to do a mitzvah as soon as it comes. And therefore, a mitzvah by Yod Chal Tach Mitzvah, so we'll keep the mitzvah in the first month. But that doesn't answer then why the Bar Mitzvah is in the second month. Mami Brunner in Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel says, the Yotzai is in the second month. In his opinion, and he's an Ashkenazi, we keep according to the second month, just like the Sfardim. But the Truma Sadeshan writes, in Telek Aleph Reish Sadi Dalet, the Yotzai is in the first month. The Vilna Gaon says, keep both. Okay, fine. But we still got this question of inconsistency. And the answer is given by the Levush. The Levush in Simon Tav Reish Pehei, in Sif Aleph, he says, we keep the yahrzeit in the first month. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah is one issue. You say Kaddish, and when you say the Kaddish, that is saving your parent Medina Shel Gehinnom. The magic of Kaddish is so important that at the first available opportunity, one says Kaddish because one's parent is in judgment at every yahrzeit, and therefore one is going to be helping one's parent at the first available moment. Ah, you can say, hold on a minute, if the second Adar is the main Adar, then the first Adar isn't the yahrzeit anyway. So there's no judgment of the parent in the first yahrzeit. Well, according to the Bush, it seems as though there's judgment in the first month, maybe in both months. So it's a kapara for the parent to be able to say Kaddish, to keep the yahrzeit, so one will do so at the first available opportunity because one wants to help one's parent. Quite logical. And if it's the first year of Avelus, Avelus lasts for 12 months. If one keeps according to the second Adar, then you're going to be treating it like 13 months, and you will have missed the 12-month period if you're only going to keep the yahrzeit in the second Adar. So therefore, you'll keep the first yahrzeit in the first Adar, because the Avelus is for 12 months, Kaddish is for 11 months, irrespective of the fact that the year has 13 months. Kaddish, 11 months, yahrzeit, Avelus is over after 12 months, and then after that one can go to weddings or whatever, up to the 13th month, when you will maybe keep a yahrzeit as well, but that will not be so important.
You have that every year. You have a yahrzeit every year.
So it's every year. Yes, the emphasis here...
You have the first yahrzeit, the second or third yahrzeit.
What is the first yahrzeit? No, the first yahrzeit is more important than the other. We'll finish on tomorrow.
No. The first yahrzeit is more important, but subsequent yahrzeits, there is still an inyan of judgment of the neshama on those days.
That's my point. My point
for 50 years.
My point is,
according to the
fact that there's a break between the time the 12 months are over and the time you execute the yahrzeit, it's not really an issue.
No.
Because every year you're going to have a yahrzeit on its own without any sort of available or restriction beforehand. I can't see what the issue is there.
If judgment... If judgment takes place for the neshama on the yahrzeit, the first yahrzeit is after 12 months because that's when the 12-month Avelus is over, and therefore there's more emphasis on the first Adar. In subsequent years, there is still judgment on the yahrzeit, on the neshama. So if it falls in a leap year, do it rather in the first Adar, says the Levush, than the second one. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, and give us a chus to the neshama. I know you will argue, hold on a minute, if the main Ador is the second one, then the outside is, should be in the second one. So that is the view of the Trumas Hadesh, of the Mari Bruna. So we got a machlokis here. But that is the view of the Lavush.
Can I
just
ask a question?
Yeah.
What happens if somebody is
left
there in
Ador Sheni?
Then you will always keep the outside in Ador Sheni if it's a leap year.
Yeah, obviously. It's not a leap year.
Obviously, there's only one Ador. Right. Yeah.
So, but that in the first year, there's only 11 months. So you're not having
the 12
months.
No, it's still 12 months. The Avelus lasts for 12 months. But one stops Kaddish after 11 months, 2 months before the Ador Sheni date.
This problem of 11 and 12 months could happen at any time of the year. It doesn't matter. If your yahrzeit is normally, let's say, Rosh Chodesh.
That's right.
And in a leap year, the 12 months since your previous yahrzeit has expires on Rosh Chodesh
Iyar.
You don't keep a yahrzeit on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but you keep a yahrzeit after 13 months.
That's
so
right.
So the 12-month period between yahrzeit isn't significant.
That's the point of
Okay, but it's on record that Rav Eliashiv allowed somebody to attend a wedding in the 13th month, which was in Ador Sheni, because the 12 months of Avelus were over.
There's also an Indian of Aim Marabin, like, you don't increase Avelus.
Yeah, if we don't want to add to Avelus.
The period is over 12 months, that's it.
The
same as we don't allow people to say Kaddish in the 12th month.
Yeah.
Even if they want to.
Right. So, yes?
Are you going to mention the Chaporos Posha?
Well, I wasn't intending to, but the Chaporos Posha is...
You know, we say at the moment, we're saying Chaporos Posha.
Yeah.
I've heard from the late Rabbi Bernstein a reason for this, which I've never heard from anybody else, that when we make a leap year, we're actually eating chometz on Pesach, because Pesach should have been a month earlier, and that's the basis of it. So, but I don't really got that.
Very nice. Or we might be eating on chometz on Pesach.
Yeah.
Okay. But given the fact that it's Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, that the Jewish people are fixing the calendar, by your argument, we might not be keeping Yom Kippur on the right day, and we're fixing our own day of judgment, and we might be eating on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, well, maybe that's right.
So,
all the things we do wrong in the year.
But we're doing teshuva on Yom Kippur as well. Yeah, very nice. Okay, so coming back then to the question of Bar Mitzvah, we said that the Levush explains the reason why the Yotzeit is in the first Ador. But what does the Levush have to say then about Bar Mitzvah? Obviously, there's no such thing as judgment. The boy hasn't even reached of age yet where he could be judged. But it is related in one respect, and that's this. When the Bar Mitzvah boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, it's not just a joyful celebration because he's come of age and he's going to have a lovely party and now he's responsible for the mitzvahs. He's also becoming a Bar Onshin. He's becoming a person who is liable from a Beis Din Shel Matzah to receive punishment. And therefore, becoming of age, there is a liability, a responsibility. And so the Levush says, because he's going to become subject to punishment, we're not going to make him subject to punishment in the first Adar. We want really to make sure that he's got 13 complete years and give him that reprieve, as it were, a period of grace from the first Ador to the second Ador, when we can say 100% he's a fully fledged man. Hence his Bar Mitzvah being in the second Ador, even though we will be choshesh, according to various opinions, that he'll start to fill in by the first Ador. So we want Shleimus. Mishnah Berurah says this as well, that there will be Shleimus. And he was born in Ador under Mazel Dogim, under the sign of the zodiac for fish, so he will have his Bar Mitzvah on that same sign of the zodiac, and not be having his Bar Mitzvah under Aquarius, which is a more inferior sign.
If you are in a month, Bar Mitzvah in the second Ador, but say it happens in the first Ador, there are only 9 people in the shul, and he's the 10th one, would you count it for minyan?
We will not regard him as Bar Mitzvah. Whether we'll count it as a minyan is another shayla, whether you will have Tisha V'Oron Mitzarfin, which is another subject as to whether you can say Kaddish for, but he is not, if he's not legally b'mitzvah, he's not legally b'mitzvah at all. And so if there are nine people, you haven't got a minyan. The question which does arise is if you can say nine plus a Sefer Torah. I was once in a certain Adas shul, which doesn't exist anymore, where there were nine people only, and the rabbi who was present said, let's carry on as normal and let's have our Kaddish and our Minyan, because there is a view in the Gemara about having a Sefer Torah which is regarded as the tenth. I felt very uncomfortable about it, and I even whispered to the Gabba, because there was a high chance I was going to get an aliyah with so few people. I said, look, don't call me up. But there is a source for it, of Tisha B'Av and Mitzdarsin. Although the halacha is pretty reluctant about it. It talks also about a boy with a chumash in hand. And there, the question is asked, is has the boy reached physical maturity? Has he grown two pubic hairs? Well, we're not going to have a public examination of that in the shul whilst we're waiting for the tenth man to turn up. So it could be rather embarrassing. But if there are signs that the boy's reached physical maturity, there are stronger views which will say that he is the tenth man, even though the actual birth date hasn't arrived yet. So that's that one in a nutshell. So on the counting of months rather than years, yeah, what is the din where a chassan and kala get married? They have a din of shana rishona. A man may not go away to the army or even on business, leaving his wife at home in the first year. Do we say the first year is 12 months or is it 13 months when you have an ador sheni? The answer to that is given that it's 13 months, one complete year, or even though we said with Avelus we only count 12 months. There's also an interesting question about a widow who is nursing a baby may not get married for 24 months. Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Samach, and there the rule is we count 24 months, nothing to do with 13, Adar Sheni, and so on. Now, we've spoken about the first Adar having a Purim Koson. So Friday a week, we're going to have Purim Koson, when we don't say Tachanun, we don't have Hesped, we don't have Tarnis on Purim Koson. And the question is, do you have a celebrate? There are some views, there are about three different views, you don't do anything at all. Tosas say, Yeshnagin, to have some sort of Seuda on Purim Koson. But the Ramos says, it's not really our minag to make a big issue of the Seuda. The very, very end of Arach Chaim, the last Seif, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Purim Koton and the Ramah there. And the Ramah says it's nice, there is a custom to do something nice. He wants to end off Arach Chaim, the huge section of Shulchan Aruch, on a nice positive note. And he says, V'tov lev mishteh tomid. Goodness of heart, you should always be in a feeling of mishteh. Even if you're not feasting, you will have some kind of little celebration. And there are stories about Gedolim who would drink a l'chaim, have a bit of wine at the beginning of Adar Rishon because of Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. So, I mean, we have a son who was born in the month of Adar, so he was a bit disappointed when he was young that his birthday was not going to be until another month later in Adar Sheni. So just like you have a Purim Koson, we and our family made a birthday Koson. So we got a small fairy cake, as opposed to having a large cake with candles, and said, right, this is your birthday Koson, and we will have the main birthday in a month's time. Now, the Gemara Yerushalmi says that on the Gemara, which is a Daf Vav, an interesting idea. The Purim story, the story of Mordechai and Esther, Yerushalmi says, happened in a leap year, or a year which was designated to become a leap year with an extra Adar. If that is the case, then why don't we have Purim in Adar Rishon? If the date which Haman was fixing was going to be Adar Rishon. The Chasam Sofer asks this question in Kufpei Gimel, Arachayim Kufpei Gimel. He says, when Haman drew lots, when it came out with Adar, he rejoiced because he knew that Moshe had died in the month of Adar. He had forgotten that Moshe was born in the month of Adar, the seventh of Adar. So the Chasam Sofer says, if the year was scheduled to have a second Adar, and it would have Moshe's Yotzeit, so he was planning to kill the Jews before the Yotzeit, if the Yahrzeit was to be kept in the second Adar, the custom is to keep it in the second Adar, therefore he would kill the Jews in the first Adar when the Jews had no merit whatsoever, and that way he could be successful in his plans. So when Chazal knew of Haman's plan to kill the Jews on the 14th of Adar Rishon, they cancelled Adar Rishon. They cancelled the first Adar so that they could get the Zechus from Moshe Rabbeinu's birth and Yahrzeit, which would be in the second of Adar. An amazing chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. So it's the custom to observe Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit in the second Adar. So the Shemi Shmuel in Tesava brings an interesting idea. He says Purim has really two miracles which we celebrate. The Megillah is to record the events of the fact that we were saved from Amalek. Lahashmid la'arogol abed. Mass genocide was planned for the whole Jewish people in 127 countries. So we're celebrating Purim for that reason. But there is another reason. There is another nace which happened Purim. And that was, we managed to kill our enemies. We were allowed to fight back. Great heter we had from Achashverosh. And being allowed to fight back, the Megillah says that we killed 800 wicked people in Shushan and 75,000 in the Medinos HaMelech. The Islam ad bifnehen, or the Islam ad lifnehen. Nobody could withstand, no enemy could withstand our fighting, and we were fighting against all odds, and that was a miracle as well. So we have the Seuda, which celebrates that. So we have one reason, the Geula, which is relevant to Nisan. We spoke about Pesach, because Pesach is the real Geula when we came out from Mitzrayim. So we got the Geula of Pesach, and we also got the Geula of Purim. So the redemption of Purim and Pesach will come together back to back, as Rashi said. Hence the emphasis on Adar Sheni. But the other miracle, says the Shemi Shmuel, the miracle that we managed to overcome Amalek and fight them, he says that is relevant to the period before Adar. Because the Zohar says that the time of Amalek, the Amalek success is Teles and half of Shavat. Amalek became weak during Shavat. How to explain this, I don't know. This is the mystical. But he says, since the first Adar is the one which is Somach l'Shavat, so therefore the celebration of conquering Amalek in fighting them is relevant for Adar Rishon more than Adar Sheni. And that is why we got the pull of the Simcha of both Adars, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And we spoke about Mishenichnas Adar Marbi B'Simcha. And we asked, is it the first Adar, is it the second Adar, is it both Adars? So Rav Shalom Friedman Zatzal proves that it applies to both. Well, first of all, we have the Megillah, which said there's no difference. We have the Gemara Megillah, which says there's no difference between the two Adars, except for Megillah and Matanis Levyonim, which means that everything else about Adar Sheni is relevant to Adar Rishon. So if there is Simcha in Adar Sheni, then it must also be relevant to Adar Rishon, because it's outside the scope of Megillah and Matanis Levyonim, so the Simcha is the same. And when the Chasam Sofer wrote letters in the first Adar, he wrote, for example, Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, Shemarvim Bo B'Simcha. He said that we increase our Simcha in this month. But Rav Yaakov Emden, he relies on that Rashi, who spoke about Smichas Gula L'Gula, and his emphasis for Simcha was in the second month. The Gemara in Tanis, in Chavtes, brings this phrase of Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha in a very interesting concept. It says kishem, just as shemishenichnas av mamaasim b'simcha, just as we reduce joy and happiness in the month of av, kach mishenichnas adar marvin b'simcha. So in the month of Adar we increase our simcha. So there seems to be some connection here between the month of av and the month of Adar. The two are linked together. Whether you have celebration, and of course Adar is the time when if you've got a court case with a Gentile, you'll try and have it in the month of Adar. In the month of Av, especially the 9 days, you'll avoid having matters of dispute being resolved in the courts. And the Mogen Avraham brings down this din of Mishnichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So why is there a connection between Av and Adar? Surely they are like opposites. How can we link them together? So the Chozer Milublin says that they are very closely connected. The whole idea of Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av is that we're commemorating the destruction of the Beit HaMikdosh when we were neglecting the Torah and we were guilty of sinas chinom, of bad behavior between one person and another. So when it comes to Purim, we've got Orozu Torah Lahudim Ayesha Oro V'Simcha V'Sosanika Oroz Torah Kimu V'Kiblu Lahudim. When we accepted the Torah upon ourselves willingly, because at Har Sinai we were almost under force, so when it came to the time of Achashverosh, we accepted willingly, or Rashi says May Ahavo, with love. And to remedy the sinas chinom, when Haman said to Achashverosh, "Yesh am mefuzor mefarod beino amim," there is a scattered people. And what does it mean they were scattered? They were bickering with each other. They were squabbling with each other. There wasn't peace amongst the Jews. So the whole story of Purim was a remedy, not only for Talmud Torah, which was accepted willingly, but it was also a remedy for behavior between Bein Odom Lachavero. Hence we give Shlachmonos to each other, to improve harmony between one Jew and another Jew, that there should be no machlokes. Purim is the remedy, which is why we have the link with Chodesh Av. In order to restore the Beit HaMikdosh, that we no longer have to sit and fast on Tisha B'Av, because of the celebration of Torah and the celebration of Bein Odom Lachavero, hence the link of Kishem. Kishem Kishem Mishemich Nas Av Mamatin B'Simcha, just like we reduce joy in Av, so we increase joy in the month of Adar. But there is another question. The Rambam omits this phrase, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. The Shulchan Aruch omits the phrase. Why is that? The Mogen Avraham does bring it down, so we do regard it as halacha. But it's conspicuous that the Rambam misses it out and the Shulchan Aruch misses it out. And this is discussed by the Chasam Sofer in Simkuf Samach, and also by the Munkat Sherov in his Mimukei Arachayim. He says, if you look at the two, Av and Adar, there is a difference. When it says Mama'atin B'Simcha with Av, it lists those things that you are not going to do. You will reduce your business activities. You will not be building a house in the 9 days. So the halacha will give you parameters as to what you will reduce. But when it comes to Adar, it simply says Marbin B'Simcha. It doesn't give any parameters. It is a generalized concept. And the Rambam is concerned in his Yad HaChazaka with simply itemizing what the halachas are. And simcha is a generalized concept. Ah, you might say that the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov does specify that you will have meals on Yom Tov and you'll dress in nice clothes and so on. And therefore he is itemizing something. But Adar, we're not told that you have special clothes or special meals, alright, apart from the Seuda of Purim. What is the simcha of Adar? The Simcha Adar is that you will eliminate sadness. You will eliminate worry. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, we don't specify any special meals for Adar. In his Halicha Shlomo Nardim Chelek Aleph, he says, Adar is a month just eliminate worry and sadness, and that there is a general mood. And therefore, it's not a halachic thing for the Rambam to itemize on what you do and what you don't do in the month of Adar. Hence, he misses out that phrase. The Ma'arei Naim says, why is the month of Adar so called, the month under which we have the fish, the month in which we are celebrating more than any other time of the year? He says the word Adar is made up with an Aleph. Aleph represents Hashem. Hashem is one. And the word Dar, which means to live. Just like Esrog, we say, creates Hadar. Hadar. Dar mi be'elono mishono l'shono. Adar is Hashem, Aluf HaShalolam. He comes down, and Dar is living amongst us. He comes, Dar B'Socha, Shemashra Shechinoso B'Tachtonim. So the Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed on the base says, Ein Hashchina Shara Elo Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Why is it that Hashem comes down in his Shechina in the month of Adar? Because it's the month of Simcha, the month of joy. And when you are engaged in Simcha, that is when you can keep the Torah properly. If you're depressed, If you're sad, you will not be able to keep your mitzvahs properly. And so the lesson of the month of Adar is that you'll be able to keep the Torah properly because you are in the geder of Simcha. Just as Nevuah can only come with Simcha, Ruach HaKodesh can only come when you're in Simcha, so learning Torah and keeping the mitzvahs is only with Simcha. And let's note the expression, Meshenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Marbim doesn't mean only that month. Marbim, you increase the Simcha on what you have already. You have to be B'Simcha the whole year round. And if you don't, you're not keeping the Torah properly. And it says in the Tochocha, Tachas Asher Lo'avadato Es Hashem B'Simcha. The reason why you are punished in the Tochocha is because you did not serve Hashem B'Simcha. That you've always got to look on the bright side. You've always got to be happy, and if you allow yourself to become depressed, you will not be able to keep the Torah properly. So that's why it says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. Since all year round you need that Simcha. It's just that in an Adar, we even increase it furthermore. So maybe we have a happy Adar, and maybe we'll be happy forevermore. I'll be asked, God said it.